Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
We got the little old school superhero commercial break piece.
Yeah, that shit was like
the old Batman.
Yeah.
What's up, people? Welcome back to No Need for Apologies. I'm Monroe Martin.
I'm Jared Gaines.
Yeah, we got Sean Patton in this bitch.
And we got Sean Patton in this
bitch. I am here for the first time ever on this
podcast.
It's
not the first time ever. Like, look, total transparency. You were here before. We had a great interview. Yeah. I thought we said some shit that was pretty dope. We had a good one-on-one. Then Dylan.
No.
Negri.
No, whoa.
Dylan is a nigga. Dylan what? He did some nigga shit and didn't press record.
When Dylan, he re-negreed it.
Yeah.
he re-negreed the recording.
He re-negreed.
He took it back.
I did fuck up. Full transparency.
Dylan fucked up.
Yeah.
It's okay, man.
But don't apologize. Fuck it. It happened for a good reason because now we got Derek back. Derek was on the road.
Apologies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This is the first and only need for an apology.
Yeah.
From Dylan.
Fuck that. We need that apology.
You know what it is? Yeah. It would have been fucking hilarious if it was like they, through their conversation, found a way to end racism.
Yeah.
And we're like, I'm glad this was recorded because I'm not writing any of this down. And we fucking forgot.
Y'all motherfucker came up with the answer for peace.
We did.
I think so, though.
World peace.
Yo, but for real, though, like, I think I have discovered so peace, right? No, for real. I've been on this quest for peace. I feel like as an adult, like that's all you really want. Like we think money's peace. We think having nice shit is peace. We think all these other things are peace, right? And then I just like started like listening to different podcasts. And I found this Indian dude. He's very popular. His name is Neville Ranikant.
Okay.
Gandhi.
No. Gandhi was a... Gandhi fucking was a drug addict.
Y'all heard this guy Gandhi?
He was a drug addict. Like Gandhi, like we'll get to that later, but they're ripping down statues, but they're not ripping down everybody who fucked up statues. Yeah, rip down everybody who fucked up.
They selecting statues.
Yeah.
The lesser evil statue or the more evil statue.
Yes.
Okay. They're also ripping down statues of people who didn't fuck up at all.
Yeah.
Wait, why is he taking down this Dutch explorer who...
It's like, you know why this was our land first. It's like, look, let's fucking... Yeah. But, so he had a quote that said, the path to peace is truth. And I wrote that down. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? So I started to, like, really listen to him and, like, investigate a little bit more. And, like, the things you are honest about yourself with, you're at peace with. Because you're no longer fighting and battling inside your head because you know what is. And what is can't be changed. And if you can't change it, then you're at peace with it.
Okay.
And I went, oh, that makes sense. But how do you make that up on like a grander scale? Like,
and how do you get that on a t-shirt?
How do you get that shit on a fucking t-shirt?
Like, read it.
Read that shit.
That is true. That
the
is
path
true.
To Peace is Truth by Naval Ravikant.
Naval Ravikant.
There's a lot of weird V's in places. Ravikant.
With my 12-step program, you Ravikant live in peace.
He sound like a Ravikant. Like he sell waters in bags. Like he sell holy water in a bag. You ever seen that shit late night where they sell the bag of holy water? It's not even a Capri Sun. You can't sip it. It's just an envelope of water they sell.
And you sprinkle it?
I guess you sprinkle it and put it on shit in the house and they sell it for like $29.95. It's fucking crazy.
I'm drinking that shit and I'm mixing it with things.
Christian people sell that shit though.
Just flip.
They will put water in a bag, call it holy, sell it for $30.
That's fucking, I'm surprised we haven't seen more of that during the pandemic. People just, instead of sanitizing shit, just walking in and flicking holy water on it.
Yeah.
And being like, it is blessed. It's like,
that's a sketch. That's a funny sketch.
They've been using hand sanitizer.
Yeah, just
they've been really. They've been putting hand sanitizer in the Jesus bowl.
dude,
it's aloe and alcohol.
Yeah, what? Yeah. May peace be with you and kill 99% of germs.
Hands,
yeah. If it kills 99% of germs, it can kill 99% of sins, right?
It has to,
dude.
At this point,
99.9, but there's still 1.01% sin.
That right? Pedophile shit, it can't be bad.
If Lysol is right, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. It has to work for sins too. Yeah. If there's murder hornets, Lysol should be able to get rid of sins.
This is a Chappelle Show sketch.
Yo.
Like sin Lysol kills 99.9% of sins.
But so a murder is forgiven, right? There's people who are murdered who are walking on the street, and then you go to war, you murder, but it's not murder.
It's war murder.
Yeah, because it's for the freedom. It's for freedom.
It's circumstantial murder. You had to kill.
Yeah. When you guys were in school, did you have military people come and speak?
Of course.
Yeah, but they just tried to convert you.
I had one group, the nigga did the dances. You ever had the one that could do sing and sing covers of rap music? Oh,
When you come to the army, you can be.
You ever had that one?
No.
Marines came in with their cover band and they did a lot of hip hop, and the white guy up front could do the moves and shit. And he was like, oh, this makes the Navy look fuck out of here. Like, I don't want to be a Marine because you can sing 50 Cent or whatever the fuck they were singing. I remember that.
That's. When you grew up, you've said this before, cul-de-sac black.
Cul-de-sac-y blackie, bro. So I had all that shit.
So, but I wonder if they were like, hey, there's some black people at this school. We got to get them.
Yeah.
We got to get them.
So they say, I'm telling you.
Send Josh in there.
Uh-huh. This is how much the black vote was needed. That the Marines said, we got to start singing hip-hop, and we got to have some dude that know how to dance up front and do the singing. So it was like Colonel Get Down or some shit like that. It was like Captain Get Down and Get Down Marines or some shit. And they throw a concert and then they try to do the recruit shit after you be like, oh, these niggas is great. And then they be like, come to the Marine. And we was like, nah, bro.
Put your life on the line. Like, nah, we pass.
From the halls of Monta. Zoom wall.
It was like that though. Oh shit. And the black kids, if they could get the black kids, the white kids would
sign
join
right
in.
Here for 4 years.
I fucking can't stand
the service. Four more.
They did this. Talking about a hip Marines. Like, nigga, what?
Serve your country.
serve your country. What?
Yo, is that a hidden talent? Yo, like he was grooving. Like you
I can beatbox long enough until you actually like I can make you go, oh, that sounds good. And then you really listen to it. You're like,
have
no,
to
it's
understand.
Not that good.
Sean Patton.
Derek Gaines can beatbox.
I got one beat. They know it. Everybody knows it.
Take the sound out. I know that from when you
take
do it on
stage. Take the bass out.
Take the bass out.
True story. Let me explain this to you right now.
Shockwave.
You tell the story.
So, all right. Because this shit is
I remember Shockwave. I remember Shockwave.
For those that don't
he doesn't
know
like me.
Why don't Shockwave like you?
Because you remember Comics?
Yeah.
Comedy Club? Comics?
Yeah.
I was the Knife Avenue?
Yeah, I was hosting a show. It was me. I cannot remember who the feature was, but Janine Garofalo was the headline.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was the host, and Shockwave at the time had a show at Comics.
Yeah.
So he, for some reason, before every one of our shows, he would come out and put the beatbox for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the audio would play like a, come see the show. It was just a fucking. He didn't say a word.
He was just warm up.
It
was just a beatbox warm up guy.
But he was warming up his show.
It was plugging for his neck for the show like later that week.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And so one night I just went out after him because, like I said, he would go out beatbox. He wouldn't say a word, and he's an exceptional beatboxer.
Yeah.
And I went up after him to start the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I just like beatboxed like I was telling jokes. Like,
yeah.
So the audience were just like, it's all you're going to see now. Just beatboxing.
Funny.
And after the show, the manager, Kim was her name, she was like, he was pissed.
So
like, he took it as an insult, apparently.
Hey, man.
Was pissed at me.
Let me
stayed away from for the rest of the thing. I didn't
Your
do it again.
Dad is hilarious because he's like a comic though. Because he's
right,
like,
yeah.
He what the fuck is like a comic though?
No, all right. So he's a part of that group that Lin-Manuel is a part of, the one that did Hamilton and all that shit.
Right.
So he's a part of that, and they do like rap comedy and shit. So he's a part.
He's an exceptional. He's a comic. He's exceptional at what he
so
does.
So he should get it. He's a comic, so he should get like.
I mean, I've never spoken to him. I was just told he. I was mad.
But so Derek did hit. We had to stand. Yeah. Old stand.
Old stand.
Derek did. Derek.
That's important to say that.
Old stand, because there's two stands.
Yeah, the old stand was the Wild West.
That was our playground.
Yeah,
that was our that's what we got good at.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
So the old stand and Derek, you weren't hosting. You were just doing the spot.
I was doing a spot.
He did a spot. He closed out with beatbox, and the audience was like, "Yo, this is the greatest shit ever." Because, you know, when Derek beatbox, like, motherfuckers stand up, like, they fucking something like you're the running man and shit.
That room, the old stand was so small.
Yeah.
And Derek is a naturally voluminous gentleman. Yes. But there were, I swear to God, there was, during the summer, you remember how they used to leave the front doors of that
you
place
hear
open?
That nigga down
I
the
swear
block.
To God, from like Union Square, I was like, oh, Derek's on stage.
Yeah. Like, say it again. You're like,
I was like, What is that? Oh, it's Derek. Oh, he's having a good set.
Because it was
good. I could tell from 6 blocks
Summers
away.
Summers was great. Yeah. But anyway, finish.
So Derek performs, brings this fucking place down, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
And I fucked up a little. I didn't even do it that good that night.
He didn't do it, to his standards, he didn't do it that good that night. But to Gramercy audience, like the hoity-toity, like, hi, I
they thought it was
lived down the street. They thought it was fucking phenomenal. And then Victor Venato comes on stage, and Victor Venato brings on Shockwave, and Shockwave starts beatboxing like do. He starts doing like some simple shit, right? Off the joke he told, and then Victor Venato goes, "Hey yo, fuck their games," and then Shockwave just starts killing it, like some shit where you're like, oh.
When I tell you, first of all, you keep
everyone,
shit up.
Everyone in the building was like, looked at Derek because he was still in the room, and everybody. I was like, whoa!
Minuin was like, I think that motherfucker know what he's doing. He just kept saying that. Hey, yo, Derek, this nigga was on the ground. To this day, I've never seen Subha Agarwal laugh harder in her fucking life.
Yeah.
Subha, if you know Subha, Subha laughed harder than any.
Yeah.
She's a comedian.
Yeah.
I've never seen her laugh harder at anything ever until that night.
Dude. Subha, I know her name may sound Indian, but she's actually Puerto Rican.
Yeah. She's a Puerto Rican comic from the Bronx.
No, Suba's hilarious. Yeah. Where the fuck is Suba?
She
moved to L.A. to write on Jim Jeffries.
Got herself a dude in
Suba's
an apartment.
Hilarious. Started holding
man,
a new life.
She a whole
I remember when
in her relationship.
Yeah. If you know Suba, I remember when she started.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was just like a quiet, sort of nerdy, but
not
still
no
funny.
More.
And then she just, out of nowhere one day, was just like, presence. But yeah.
Yeah.
The anger came.
Was there beef? Did you guys had ever just...
No, he did it. He was fucking around with Derek.
No, he wasn't
serious, but the fact that he was like...
You should start heckling him.
Hey,
with
yo, fuck Derek Gaines.
The way Vince Renato said, fuck Derek Gaines, it was so funny.
Yeah.
Because the whole crowd was like, we don't need him anymore because the white guy is killing.
Yo,
because
Shockwave went into some reggae shit, then went into some
it
fucking
was crazy.
Boom bap hip hop shit.
Shockwave did this shit because the joke is, you ever notice white beatboxers, they go, boom, chicka.
Boom chicka. Yes, I forgot that part.
Right, so Shockwaves gets on stage, he goes, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom. And then all of a sudden he go, boom.
Oh, yeah, it starts.
Motherfuckers was like, what the fuck? And he, boom, and then I was like, ooh.
And then that's when Victor was like,
yo fuck Derek Gaines. And the whole crowd went nuts.
It was crazy shit ever.
It had been fucking hilarious.
It was the most humbling night in comedy ever.
You start heckling him with beats as well.
That shit was wild.
Dude, have you ever heard of Beardy Man?
Beardy Man is good from England.
Yeah, he's a British, but he's like a fucking insane. At Montreal one year, you know how at Montreal, remember, I had to show up to this show because they wanted us to come early for sound check, which is ridiculous for comics.
Yeah.
But in this one case, he's got the microphone and he's just going, and oh, mate, drop the CQ down to, drop it down 3 points. All right, lift up the megahertz. 15. It's like
the nigga was doing beatbox.
He's like
sound check.
Yeah, exactly. But he's specifics to the sound guy, and I'm like, that's fucking insane. It made me want to go up and be like, all right, dick, 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 dick. Can you bring up the megahertz 2%? All right. Callback. What a bitch. Bitch. Yeah, I'm going to need you to...
turn the faders.
I'm going to need you to, yeah.
The EQ is off in the second speaker. I need to hear myself in the second... Say the callback.
Right. Yeah. Mustard man. Mustard man. That's got to hit. So I need a mustard.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pops are just too hard. Can you soften the pops?
That's I'm gonna start doing that now.
Hey,
fuck with people.
Yeah. Just shut everything up and bring it all the way up.
Yeah.
The arsonist was denied a bank load.
Yeah,
the arsonist was denied. That's good.
They gotta hear it.
I like the arsonist. Sleazy, slazzy, sluzzy. Yeah, that's it.
Let's get some plugs out of the way real quick.
Plugs.
Let's get some plugs out of the way real quick, baby. What do you got for Sean Patton?
Oh, what, of things I'm doing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You want to do them early.
That's smart. My album is called Scuttlebutt. It's been out. I dropped it in December. I love it.
Yeah.
And you can get it. It's on Helium Records, but you can get it anywhere. I have a podcast that, Derek, if you can do Sunday, but I have a podcast called Five Words. You've done Monroe's.
I've done it. It was fun.
Yeah, Five Words on the All Things Comedy Network with Caitlin Cook.
Dope.
And... just my website, you know, follow me on the socials. I'm Mr. Sean Patton. Just right now, it's all we fucking got, you know, because shows keep getting canceled and the states keep having more cases.
But we got outside, though, as long as it doesn't fucking do a heat wave and then a fucking tropical storm and then another heat wave and then a tropical storm.
That'd be crazy.
Dude, it's...
That's what's been going on
in
New York, at least.
Quarantining during the, late winter, spring was no big deal.
Easy.
If this shit had started today, I don't think we could have handled it. I don't think people could have handled having to stay indoors during this.
Yeah.
Like, it was in March, it was like, oh, just stay inside. Fine. Mm-hmm. It's cold. That's cool. I can do this.
Even April.
Nigga,
as soon as May hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
well, you got to plug real quick, Derek, before we jump back in the combo.
Oh, I ain't got shit to plug.
You always got shit to plug. You got the album out. You got the special coming.
Fuckboy Ground Zero, King of Staten Island, check it out. Do all those things.
King of Staten Island.
Fuckboy Ground Zero, the album is out. Can you stop saying that? And watch reruns of The Last OG on Netflix right now. You'd be good.
Yes, sir. Yo, make sure that y'all continue to like, share, and subscribe this podcast. Make sure that y'all head to my socials, Monroe Martin III, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also make sure you check out MonroeMartinComedy.com, where I put other content like stand-up and other podcasts.
The boy's nice.
Let's keep it going. So, comedy, what's up?
Wait, King, I wanted to ask you about this. That movie's good, right?
It is good. Very good.
Because I haven't.
Like, he's going to say no?
No. Non-biased opinion. I watched the movie three goddamn times.
Yeah.
And I liked it three times without me being in it.
Yeah.
I was like, X my part out. You still got a pretty good flick, man.
Yeah.
It's a nice flick.
I have not seen it, but everyone I know has seen it really likes it. And they've asked me if I know you. Because they're like, do you know everybody? And I was like, I do. I pretty much know most of the cast. Yeah. Like, you know, black dude.
They call him black dude. You know, black dude.
There was another black dude. And it was two black dudes.
Well, I was like, how many? Which black guy? And I was like, I love fucking with people when they ask questions like that. Yeah. Be like, you know, it's just one black guy who plays all the roles, right?
It's like Big Mama's House. Nutty Professor.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard it's a really good movie. I want to see it.
Really good movie.
It's funny because the last time I saw Pete Davidson in the flesh was at the Cellar, and it was him, Ricky, and I'm pretty sure Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he rolls with.
Yeah. I wanted to ask the guy, what do people call you just in conversation?
They call him
Machine Gun?
No, they call him
Mac.
They call him Gun.
Gun.
What's his name?
His actual name? They use his real name?
His name. What the fuck is it?
Machine.
Machina.
Nolan Roland. What's his name? Whatever his real name is, that's what they call him.
Oh, okay.
Roland. And say if his name was I forgot it off the top of my head, but yeah.
If I ever meet him, I'm just call him, hey, Mr. Machine.
Some say, hey, Mr.
Baker. Gun.
But most of them just call him Coulson. Coulson
Baker.
Coulson Baker.
Like,
Coulson.
Two of my friends wrote, two comics, Eliza Skinner, if you know her, and Brian Cook. They wrote on that fucking battle rap TV show hosted by Method Man.
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys call Method Man? And they were just like, because I'm a fucking massive Wu-Tang fan. So they're like, oh, you know, just his name. And I'm like, I don't think I could do it. I think I would, if I was on that show, I'd be like, Mr. Meth? I would call him Mr. Meth.
Mr. Meth?
Excuse meth me, Mr.
Man.
Meth?
I just called him Meth Man on OG, and he took
and
it
you met,
rough.
Okay, yeah.
That nigga's cool as ice.
That's what I've heard. I've heard he's just cool as maximum.
All he does is floss his teeth. That's all he does.
What do you mean? Like the
when
little
When they
flosser?
Yell cut, the motherfucker has a kit, and he just sits there as Method Man and cleans his pretty goddamn perfect teeth. This nigga got perfect teeth for him.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, he wore
Are they
fucking
real teeth?
Yeah.
They're not teeth. Porcelain or nothing?
Nah, but he just be, yeah, man, gotta keep your breath right. And he'll say jokes and shit.
Yeah.
He'll be like, he'll do shit I've heard before, but it's with Method Man's. He'd be like, oh, that's an old joke, but you
Does he spell his name out? They'd be like, M-E-T-H-O-T.
He don't do none of that. Y'all, everybody else knows him for that. So he's That'd pretty, be so just dope, a funny bro. Dude. He's just a pretty funny
It'd be
dude.
Hilarious if he took his teeth out. He was like cut, and he took his like real teeth out, and under it was just the fangs that he used, and those were like his real teeth. like, these are actually my real teeth, or these platinum fangs.
Yeah.
I gotta put this piece in.
No, that's crazy. Yeah, I gotta be amongst the commoners. I gotta put my real teeth in. What if that nigga's dude, like that a whole, but nah.
Yeah.
No, he's cool, but no, they call him by his real name. So the movie's good.
Watch his real name is the Cal.
It's not Cal. Who's Calvin?
Calvin.
It is Calvin.
What the
is
fuck?
It?
I just watched the fucking rest of the Wu-Tang show on Hulu.
Great
too.
Show.
Good show.
Told you.
Wait, the you talking about the documentary or the
actual show?
I didn't.
Shit is great.
Do you think
I was only pissed off because it just led up to that first mixtape that got them on? Like the whole stories were dim with that
That's
first
good
song.
Writing. They got.
And I'm like,
keep
God
you
damn, I still want to know what happened when Cream came out. Like that sensational song. Like what did New York do the day that shit came out? I still want to know that.
It's fucking insane that if it's all true that fucking Raekwon tried to kill
Ghostface.
Like open fire on his house, on his apartment.
Yeah, and he had to drop his brothers that were physically able. And, you know, cover him. I was, God, this is
but
good.
But now they're friends.
Because,
so
when I think of those
out.
Two, I'm like, those guys work. Those like that was like the group within the group.
Yeah.
It was him and them and Capadon. I saw the Wu-Tang live in 1996.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The only ones that showed up were Capadonna, RZA, Raekwon and Method Man.
That's still a show.
That's still a good show.
That's
still a show.
Old Dirty was still alive, but he didn't show. He wasn't there, and no one else. It was just those four.
Yeah.
And I remember Method Man was awesome, but I was particularly impressed by Raekwon.
Yeah.
I remember being like, Jesus Christ. Like I was became a bigger fan.
Yeah.
He stay rapping.
Yeah.
I got albums of Raekwon.
But the thing they did at the fucking at the end of their set, they were like, after party is in the Sheraton Ballroom. Bring your ticket. And you get in, and me and my, like, we're like the three white guys.
Yeah.
We're like, we're going. And we went to this fucking after party.
And it was great.
And it was just, we're all 17.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They still let us in. And I remember, like,
Statue of limitations.
Dude, it was fucking hilarious because there was nothing there. There was no music playing. There was no food. There was no booze. It was just them walking around with their separate entourages.
Saying thank you.
Smoking weed and just being there.
Wasn't no girls there?
There was a ton of girls there, but there was nothing else. Like, it was just like
you can have an after party if there's just girls there, it'll work out.
Yeah. That's the best thing about the Wu-Tang is there's so many members. They can throw a concert and none of the people you know show up.
Mm-hmm.
And they can still be like, Moo Moo the Cow Killer.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Yeah.
All the bench
niggas
players.
Wouldn't care because motherfuckers wouldn't know the difference if you guy didn't show up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got the nigga that do, oh, my, bah, 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 bah. I mean, I guess. Who the nigga said that I bomb atomically? Make sure he's there.
Inspector Deck. Yeah.
Who's the I bomb atomically dude?
No, whatchamacallit got that, you got the I only remember it by the video.
For the gravel pit?
Yeah. Check out my gravel pit.
He was in it. Yeah. I think they was all doing it. Whatever. The Flintstones soundtrack. Remember the Flintstones?
I remember, I used to love, you remember the Method Man video? He had a Method Man video for Bring the Pain.
Yeah.
Right? It was
scary.
It was scary. It was on a bus.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
it was
yeah.
Black
yeah.
Man all the way. And he had goons on a bus.
He had the one,
I
he had the
bring
one contact.
The pain, and these things on a black and white, but I want to do a comedy album like that. That shit great.
I remember they did that song live, and it was fucking amazing. And they did most of Only Built for Cuban Links. I remember
a word,
and because it had just come out, or it was about to come out. It was like, yeah, and it was like a lottery. It was impressive.
Yeah.
But it was, I remember the show started, it was supposed to start at 8, started at 9:45.
There you go.
Absolutely.
It was MC Light.
Yeah, dope.
That was the opening act.
Dope.
And then 2.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then the Wu-Tang finally went on at like, I'm going to say 1, almost 1 a.m.
Mm.
And then they were off by like 2. It was short.
That's what Snoop did. Yeah. I went to go see Snoop at the TLA with Chris Cotton a long time ago. And we showed up late because he was even like, oh, the opening act ain't even going to go on until 9. So we got there. The opening act went on maybe at like 10. Snoop came out at 12 and did at least a full hour show. Forgot some of his lyrics and didn't give a fuck. And it was to promote the album Malice in Wonderland when that shit came out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude, there's a lot of bad live hip-hop, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, hip-hop, I feel like it's bad live. Like I wouldn't go see another rap show live. I'm fine with listening to the album.
No,
unless you got pyrotechnics and shit. Unless you're the shows I will definitely go see is Kendrick. I will go see Kendrick.
Yes.
J. Cole put on a good show. Didn't you go with us?
Currency.
Oh, it was me, Tom, Cassidy.
Griselda.
Yeah.
I feel
like Griselda just going to be a bunch of niggas.
I was there.
It was great.
I was there.
And it was a great show?
That shit was awesome.
I saw Currency live in New Orleans. That was great.
Yeah.
But the best hip hop show I've ever seen, I've seen it twice, was Outkast.
Yeah, but I'm talking, when I say show,
unbelievable.
When I say show, I'm saying like not just rapping, but there's like theatrics. There's people
performing. Yeah.
There's a performance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Griselda did that. That was a performance.
Nah, this is what happened. Griselda didn't do it. West Side Gunn did it.
Oh, so he's the performative one.
And I was taken back because it was that wrestling shit.
Yeah.
He stopped the room. Like, you ever seen the lights go down and some goofy nigga with a sweatsuit on and a big ass ruby medallion is just standing in the middle of the shit with this mean face?
Yeah.
And everybody, and I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then he took his shades off, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right? And then he said, play my shit, Shay. And Elizabeth came on.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd. It was like crazy. So he had a level of showmanship that some rappers don't have. But then Conway came out with the ski mask on.
Yeah.
And his face all crooked. Niggas went crazy. Yeah. Then Benny the Butcher came out. And then Busta Rhymes came out.
Dope.
And he was like, oh, shit. This is the thing.
Yeah.
And then Fat Joe was there. And we was like, oh. And so it was like, dope. Oh, it's still kind of cool because they was all still spitting. They was up dope. There rapping.
All right, because I like that. I like performative. Yeah. When I go, because tickets are expensive.
Yeah.
Right, especially for live shows.
Yeah,
always.
And just stand there staring at a motherfucker rapping. I'm like, nah, nigga, you're gonna need pyrotechnics
dude,
and shit.
I saw in like 1998, maybe. I saw the Hot Boys.
Oh wow,
the Hot Boys
on fire.
Okay,
at Jazz Fest in New Orleans.
Okay. Yeah, Jazz Fest is the shit. Yeah. You ever been? Go to Jazz Fest.
But it was during the day.
New Orleans. I was always afraid of the humidity because of my eczema. So I was like, I'm never going.
I went to. I'm gonna let you. Finish your story. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just, the heat'll kill you. But like,
and
especially at Jazz Fest because it's May and people are like, I can drink in the sun all day in New Orleans in May. It's like, no, you definitely can't. But they perform like during the day.
Yes,
and I remember fucking Lil Wayne who was still Lil.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He was fucking was great.
Yeah,
live. The rest of them were good, but he was the one where you're like, oh shit, man, he's
Wayne. That's why he's the star.
That's why he's the
Wayne was the star, bro.
I mean, my favorite was always BG.
BG, because
he's the rapper, though.
Heroin was his Corona.
I know.
BG was the rapper.
Damn, he was great. Yeah. Chopper City is a great fucking album.
Took BG. BG had that voice and everything. Like, goddamn, this dude.
Yeah.
That's when everybody was rolling around in the Bumblebee. The Bumblebee car, the whatever, that Chevy.
Fuck.
The like the John looked like a hearse a little bit, right?
PT Cruiser?
Yeah.
That was bling bling. Yeah, they was doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was,
Wayne was always one. Yeah.
I went to Jazz Fest, I think it was like 2000. Whenever I did Adam Devine's house party, so like 2014.
Oh, so like recently-ish.
Yeah, I went to Jazz Fest, and same thing. I didn't know that it was going to be so fucking hot. I'm out there drinking.
Oh, yeah. It'll kill you.
Drinking, and I passed out under a tree for like an hour, just nodded.
Like, oh, yeah, dude.
Fucking sun beating down on my face, all that shit. Woke up, had diarrhea. Like, it ain't no game out there.
The one thing you want to go
no
do.
No shade, nigga.
Dude, the one thing you no want to do at Jazz Fest is go actually see jazz, the actual jazz, because it's in a tent.
Oh.
It's the one thing in a tent.
Yes.
With air conditioning.
Everything else is, like, out there. I went to go see Aaron Neville. He's loved out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the Neville
they have,
families
like, people,
adore,
they have, like, rappers and people that I was like, yo, that's dope. I'm going to go see them. But at motherfuckers rapping. Yes. When I say Aaron Neville, like, young, old, they all ran to his tent, and they love this nigga.
That nigga?
Yes.
Yo. That's the nigga that's right. That's Aaron.
What is that?
Aaron Neville.
That's Aaron Neville, right? That's
what
Aaron
is that?
That's how Neville. He sings. That's how he sings.
The nigga be... What is that?
Yo. Why? Is he from New Orleans?
Is he?
Is he from New Orleans? Today, all I know about Aaron Neville is that he was just the dude with the thunderbolt, earring.
He looked like Dante Nero. They went. Think it was Dante that went. If Dante came in his room with Aaron Neville, same nigga.
It's the same nigga. I mean, Aaron Neville, but Aaron Neville doesn't have his face on his Jeep. Dante
that's
Nero.
One thing that Aaron Neville won't have his face on his cheek.
Dude, that is. I if you ever come across a group of people tripping on shrooms, talk to them like that.
But we got it. I need to know because I didn't get it,
dude.
Like I never, know he's a legend, but
I
didn't
I think
get.
All, I think they're
why
all from
everyone ran to the tent. Like this was Lil Wayne. Is it because he's in New Orleans?
Yeah. I'm pretty
okay.
Sure. Yeah, because pretty.
When
positive.
I tell you, it was like, oh, you didn't go with me. You were out of town, so it's like I only seen this happen another time. It was me and Reggie. We were at the Roots picnic. We were high out of our mind, and we're watching Willow Smith perform. And like, there's probably 100 people in her tent, like cheering her on. And then she was like, "I'm gonna hit y'all with an oldie but goodie." And me and Reggie like, "But you already did whip your hair back and forth."
Yeah,
I'm like, also, "What other thing do you got?"
Yeah.
And then they start playing. She starts singing "Summer, Summertime," right? By the time she gets to do the chorus over again, Will Smith comes out. The entire park runs from one side to the other, and now there's like everybody that was in this park are now under her fucking tent, like for real, like
just standing there
looking at Will Smith. That's the only other time I seen it, so I'm like, I get it. Will Smith is a Philly legend, so is it that Aaron Neville is a New Orleans legend?
I mean, but Will Smith is also a global superstar.
He's a global superstar.
I get it.
Global. It doesn't matter if he's from Philly.
Will
anywhere
Smith is global.
Anywhere he's going to show up.
So then why the same thing? Because
I think, Aaron Neville
I would
is
say
is
the
New
Jazz
Orleans
Fest
legend.
Sells has, I would say because the space that New Orleans has, Jazz Fest has more ticket sales. It has more opportunity to have a larger crowd. And everybody was in this fucking thing.
I think,
and I'm like, I don't know a single song.
I think it's because they're from New Orleans, or they at least set up shop and stayed in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it's a family. There's like a bunch of Nevilles.
How many Nevilles is there? Like the Waynes?
Not
that's
like,
so funny.
Like 10 of them.
That's like the one.
And all that's of them.
Damon Neville. He was the funniest one. Damon Neville was the one
that Sean Marlon spelt Neville? Wrong. Dude, that was the first celebrity I ever saw in the flesh. The first time I ever visited LA was Sean Wayans.
Yeah. Sean
walking
Wayans.
Into the improv because I was like a young comedian. I'm like, I gotta go to the improv.
Into the improv.
Tell me he's cool to though.
I never actually
nothing.
Met him. He was
that motherfucker walked into the improv to do a bunch of fucking nothing. That's what he did. Dude. I'm sorry. I've tried to watch Sean Wayans tell jokes.
Yeah.
It is unbearable.
There's a reason he was the straight man, but not even like, the straight man. He was just the fucking.
I was like, Marlon is your guy. Yeah. It was Damon first, and then Marlon kind of took the torch, but Damon was the guy.
Keenan never did stand up?
Keenan wrote stand up. Keenan wrote for Eddie on Raw.
And you remember his movie Marines or some shit?
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
No, Keenan Ivory Wayans was in like a action film.
I think I remember.
It was in an action. It was like Marines or something. It was like a one.
Yeah. Was it good?
I don't think. I mean,
Keenan.
I'm sure the cinematography was fantastic. I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
I did when
nothing's
I do
better when, than major pain.
When we did that thing
Damon.
When we did that thing last year with Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is gonna premiere on Quibi. Yeah. But with Will Smith, that I tell you this right the fuck now, dude. Up close, that guy, it almost looks like he's animated. He's so goddamn perfect. Yes. This motherfucker's an Adonis. He's an Adonis.
Who, like, Will Smith?
Like, up close, you're like, you could be 25 or 70. I can't tell.
Yeah.
You're like, it's like, it's an, and it doesn't look fake.
Yeah.
Nothing looks surgical. It all looks like healthy. And
yeah.
I think he's in his early 50s. He's got his brother, who is a little older, is his, like, it seems like his, like, assistant slash manager. Yeah. He's just there. He looks like the version of Will Smith if he wasn't famous.
Wow.
Like 51. He looks older. Yeah, like, Will Smith up close, you're just like, everything about you is perfect.
Yeah.
You don't have your skin. And, like, he's funny and like, nice.
Yeah.
And, like, really funny. Not just, like, celebrity funny where they say something and everyone around's like, ha, 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 ha.
No,
that was hilarious.
Yeah. We've been hanging around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comics.
And
remember Dave Chappelle gave him advice?
I mean, Will's from Philly. Let's just be honest. Philly has, we have, like, probably the best sense of humor. I'm not even going to lie. Like, with, like, fucked up shit,
because it's, like,
do.
It's, like, the older...
Yeah.
The older brother of every other city, but it's smaller.
Yeah.
It just doesn't get any rep. It's like people forget about Philadelphia.
Exactly. So we just gotta
but
rely on our fucking
great
humor.
Comparison.
Yeah.
I did my album at Helium in Philly.
Yeah.
It's a fucking amazing club. But Philadelphia is a cool city, but it's like New York's right there.
Yeah.
And everybody's always like, New York, Boston.
We're like
DC.
Yeah, like, we're like the ugly stepbrother of New York. And then
the older. The first Right? Well, no,
Delaware is the first.
Philly
Delaware
is the
first
brother
state.
That fights everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got like bringing DC. Us nowhere.
Yeah. You got DC that's like your smarter older sister.
I love DC.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Comedy in DC.
Yeah, it's a great city. Yeah. Great city for comedy.
Yeah.
Philly is like it's like Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the actual Allen Iverson of cities.
Yes.
It's smaller. It's scrappier.
Yeah.
Covered in tattoos, braids, and no practice.
Yeah.
It literally is covered in tattoos. We have the most murals in the world.
We do.
Yeah. Due
all
to our,
them,
because of our mural arts program, we have the most murals in the world.
Yeah, dude. But like, I remember, it was fucking funny because they told us, they asked us, they're like, don't film anything on your phones. Just try not to. Just because we're filming everything else.
Yeah.
But no one listened.
Everybody
because it was like, I got to get a good shot with him. And Jackie Fabulous.
Okay.
Who I love Jackie.
I remember. Jackie was doing the most. I saw them pictures on Instagram.
Yeah. She was also basically filming her own mini documentary.
Yes, because Jackie is an opportunist. She's like, I see Will Smith. I saw those pics.
Yeah.
I was like, Jackie, funny as shit. I know she wasn't supposed
to
do that.
But on the last night, she was doing a thing where she was like, this is the last night. Will Smith has been amazing. I've been here shooting with him. And he just grabs her phone and looks in the camera and goes, and we fucked. And hands it back to her. And everyone was like, whoa. And she was like, can I post that? Because I will if you say I can. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And she did. And it was funny. Like, he didn't, like.
Good.
Willie from Philly.
Yeah.
But the craziest, there was one scene we're shooting on a double-decker bus.
Yeah.
Just driving down the main strip in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And we're filming, and there's a microphone, and Will gets it and starts just freestyling. And you forget, you're like, oh, yeah, he does. He is a Grammy award-winning rapper.
Yeah.
And he's just fucking crazy. And then he looks over and starts rapping at people, and he ends a line with like, and this, Faison Love. And it was.
Oh,
just like,
okay.
Like, oh, shit. And then it's like, oh, fucking... Coincidentally,
oh, I thought
just
it was
driving down
nigger.
The street in a fucking
Black Mary Poppins. Will Smith is Black Mary Poppins. Black man Poppins. This is just he got a magical bag and
Black Mary Poppins. We just gonna call him Mary Poppins, Willie Poppins,
Willie Poppins, man.
Do you think
some dude is fucking his wife? It's killing me.
Some dude isn't fucking his wife. Some dude fucked his
wife.
That's
August
different.
August Alsina fucked that man's wife. Because, that shit hurt
but
my
wasn't
soul.
It? Wasn't it?
Why?
Like,
it ain't your wife, nigga.
They were
I realized. It's like, God damn. Like, him? Like, who is
that's who she chose to give it up to.
Aug. And just got a nickname for him. Good for Jada, I guess. Get up there.
If he gets a pass, though, he could. I feel like that guy could just walk out. He could just walk out on a street corner in any major city and just pull his pants down and be like,
Will Smith?
Yeah. He could fuck a city.
Yeah.
A whole city.
He could.
If he wanted to.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he could.
I
think he probably has.
Yeah. I think they do this.
Because let's not forget, I was watching Fresh Prince the other night. Will did everything to get puss. everything he did on the show. A lot of people don't, like, remember he did the poetry thing,
yeah,
the after school program, and he made up Raphael De La Ghetto. That yeah, was all
Raphael De La Ghetto.
In that girl yeah, pants, and then Jazz got him.
Cannon to the right of them.
Cannon to the left of him. Forward and under.
Raphael De La Ghetto.
Let's get some barbecue and get busy. That's what the closing line was. The Jazz got the girl yeah, from House Party. That shit was crazy.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yo, let's, we're going to try one of these. We're going to do the segment. You got everything queued
up? Oh, a segment?
We're going to do a segment, yeah, man.
We got segments. We're segment. We're
Everett segment sent driven. Me the info, and I'm having some trouble logging in. If you want to write down the info, because...
It's in a, you're not in our group? Not, you're not in the doc?
What do you mean?
This it says
the,
you are.
This is the segment called the
We're
segment,
fucked up
the
again.
Segment don't work.
Yeah, it's called
meta. It's a vet. It's a.
Why don't yeah, we just cube to Derek? Derek got segments. Derek.
Yeah, but this segment was.
What was the segment?
Derek's nickname is the Segment Man. Derek, the Segment Man Gaines, with the Minnesota hat.
Thank you. I got this in Minnesota. Somebody gave it to him because my birthday's next week. I was like, thank
yeah,
you.
It says you're in, Dylan. It says you're in the file.
All right, so which one
and
you
the file to? Has the passwords and all that stuff.
I'm excited to see what this segment's on.
We can say...
No, we're going to do the segment because
the,
it's
the Maury Lightfoot shit, right?
No, it's the... Whatchamacallit? It's the... The fuckboy shit.
Oh, all right.
Ah, yes. Yeah. That is a perfect segment for me.
All right, so...
King fuckboy, yeah. I guess.
If you can...
what do you need? Sorry.
Sorry, I'm not trying to throw anyone on the bus. Everett was supposed to send me this shit, and I didn't get
I know,
it.
I need...
Can you just text me the
It sounds like you're
password?
Throwing them under the bus. No,
yes,
I'm
I am.
You need the
text,
password.
Yes, I 100% am. Send me the password for on text.
All right. It's a good segment. It's
sounds like you... Sounds like you have a key to under the bus, and you've locked...
I'm cutting this shit out.
Yeah. Sounds like you bought real estate under the bus and yeah, are developing a condominium.
Uh-huh. I don't mean to throw them under the bus.
I don't mean to throw them under the bus, but the bus is coming yeah, in 5-4. Hey, Everett. Ah, he never sent me the shit.
I wonder. Like, I wonder if that phrase came from someone actually seeing that actually happen.
Like,
oh, damn.
Bus. I remember the first time
bus.
I heard it, I felt like an asshole. I was like, I didn't mean to do all that.
Yeah.
Threw me under the bus. I was like, what the fuck? What bus?
I think so. I think it comes from like y'all both were in trouble.
Yeah.
And then you just pushed that thing in front of the bus.
That's 100%
yeah,
in trouble.
Yeah.
And, but like, I feel like that had to happen in real life and someone saw it and was like, that.
Yes.
That is
a new
what.
Phrase.
Now yeah, I got a phrase.
And they wrote it down.
Yeah.
Throw him under the bus.
Throw somebody under the bus.
But even if you get thrown under the bus, it ain't like the bus gonna stop. It's gonna circle back.
No, it's a, I mean, bus, dude, you ever see that video of the bus driver slapping that,
no,
that, what? That, like, it was like
he
a,
he didn't slap,
or he punched,
he
the,
punched
the
shit out of her.
Yeah.
Wait,
you
what?
You going to jail now.
Oh, that's so, okay, do we
yeah,
have it?
It's yeah,
insane.
All right, because you can cut all that out until this.
Oh, no, we are, 100%.
All right,
thank I mean, you,
all
right. I appreciate you, man. All right, dude, I got a. So you cut this out too because Khalees wants a date to promote her album.
I know she Becky told me.
Okay,
I was gonna
cool,
text you.
Well, she
is Khalees still? Is she still in New York? Khalees?
Yeah. She live in.
She still live in Jersey City, right?
Yeah.
Ah.
All right. What are you
Let's
naming
back
the
in.
Segment? We're gonna go back in, but we can just
yeah,
cut
yeah,
to it. So I want him to
Advice
name the segment.
Fuck boy. Advice from right, fuck boy. I guess.
All right. Do,
Advice
do,
live
do,
from Fuckboy Ground Zero.
Okay.
I like that.
Right,
Advice live from Fuckboy Ground
Zero. So you know how you gotta intro it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our new segment, Advice Live from Fuckboy Ground Zero. I am Derek Gaines, the number one Fuckboy Ground Zero. I have an album out on iTunes right now that explains the entire thing. And I'm here today to invite ladies to send me DMs or voice messages about if they were in a fuckboy situation. And a fuckboy, I don't know if you know, historically, it meant the dude giving up all the ass in jail. But thank God to white women and progressiveness, fuckboy is just a guy who's fucking all these girls with no intent of commitment. Usually fuckboys are scared of commitment. They're afraid of meeting parents, they're afraid of going out on real dates, they don't like too many pictures on your fucking Instagram because I don't know if this is a thing that we've... But what we're here for is the vagina, and we're here to treat it right. But sometimes we get caught up in our own idiosyncrasies, so that's what makes us a fuckboy. F-U-C-C-B-O-I, not the other way. Yeah. So,
ladies, that's what a fuckboy is?
That's what a
fuckboy is. Everybody was a fuckboy at one point in their life.
Yeah, when you're afraid to commit, you want the sex, you get all that, but when it's time for all the other things, all the accoutrement of relationship, we go, nah, I'm good.
You fuck them like you love them, but then you treat them like you never knew them.
Huh?
I thought it was contextual. I thought it could be like you could be like, oh, that's my mate, that's my fuckboy right there.
Nah.
No one ever said that.
I thought it could be good or bad. Like,
here comes my favorite fuckboy.
Fuckboy is something that girls made dudes that didn't want to commit to a relationship because they was just happy getting the sex, and a girl always went for it. Sex wasn't that bad.
Fuckboys
know how to get that down.
I've used it wrong so many times.
Yo, that's
so funny.
Jesus, I've insulted people, I think.
Yes.
I've like walked up on tables and been like, look at these fuckboys. It's a fucking gaggle of fuckboys here. Good to see you.
It's a trigger word, and that's why I called my album Fuckboy Ground Zero, to get women to go, who the fuck does this nigga think he is? Like that, and then I went in and it's a comedy album.
Let's get the fuckboys back together.
So let's get it in. Let's see, do we have... anybody?
We got one yesterday. It was a long...
Yeah, so we do have this one chick. I'm not... Yeah. Derek already knows. Shit is long.
It's
so
wild.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. And if you haven't watched it,
she sent us like 20 fucking voice messages,
No,
bro.
I was... So I logged into the page.
Okay.
I scrolled.
Yeah.
A hot minute. I saw Derek trying to hop in there. Yeah. It was a lot.
It was a lot. Basically... I guess if I could tell the story, because I'd listen to all of them.
No, here, we'll play some of it right now.
We'll play
and
some
then
of
you
it,
can.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we just got to
hear the girl's voice. I don't want it. Ooh, yay!
It's Kate.
Okay.
Hi, Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Extensive history with fuckboys.
All right, give us
and
one.
Something that I've learned later in life.
Okay.
Is that if you think they might be one, they probably are one.
All right. Now you got to bring up the situation. Can you skip to the situation?
The thing, I can't skip on Instagram. So I have to download these
dating,
things. That's what I
do. FaceTimes.
Social distance dating.
And something that I realized in this time was that
she got crazy eyes.
I think I might have to hit the crazy.
I don't
soon.
Expect to see any of these people outside of COVID because. This is all just what we're doing right now.
Okay, land the plane, sweetheart.
We don't know what that person is like on the outside world. We don't know if that person is not going to give you the time of day. Like, whatever. I don't know if I'm going to give them the time of day.
She looks like she should have an accent.
She should.
Like an Eastern European.
She looks Argentinian. She looks very Argentinian.
Yeah, wait. You're going to have to...
I'm gonna skip a video.
Yeah, but also I don't want her name popping up. So that's something you're going
to
do in post.
Yeah. We were supposed to have it.
I've made a huge mistake, Kate. I've made a huge mistake. Wait.
Stop saying the name.
Oh.
Stop saying the fucking name. What are you doing?
Sean, it's so funny. No, we're going to have to blot that out. We're going to blot that out in post. That's
her name's a pun.
Until
it's a pun,
I find somebody that doesn't, I'm going to still get to know these people. I'm not going to give my heart, but I'm still going to get to know these people.
Wait, what?
So then that makes you a fuck girl. You're a part of the problem.
Wait a minute.
That makes you a part of the problem. You're continuing to fuck with a fuck boy,
Preach, nigga.
Then you think you can beat the game, you're a part of the problem as well.
That is I am sick of these racists and these damn blacks and Chinese.
Wait, what?
You are the racist.
Yeah, if she's willing to accept the behavior of a fuck boy.
Yeah.
Then you've helped out the fuck
yeah,
girl making
but
you a
I
fuck
need
girl.
To know, does she have an actual situation in which
she did, but she left it on all these voice messages.
She has a
messages.
Fucking autobiography, man. There's a
I
lot
think
here.
It's like 25 voice records, my bro.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot.
Okay, this is basically what it, fellas, I think I remember for what it was. She was messing with a guy, right?
Yeah.
But then the guy had a girl come in from out of town that he was supposed to be fucking with.
Mm-hmm.
But he still wanted to hang out with her. So what he did was, he told her, don't hit me up while I'm with this chick. I'll hit you up after the fact.
Yeah.
But then while he was hanging out with the girl, he started hitting her back up.
Yeah.
So she was like all flipped up and like, so what's the deal? Am I supposed to be talking to you? I respect your boundaries, but I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And then he started doing all the, I like you, but I can. I like you, but this, that.
Oh, okay.
Fuck boy shit. And then I found out the nigga was like 47. And I was like, So you got duped by a 47-year-old fuckboy? You should have seen that shit coming.
That's a fuck
man. Wait, how
old
is she? Did she say?
Fuck man.
Yeah.
Fuck man.
Fuck man.
Fuck man.
I want to be a fuck man.
She's like, I'm not a fuck his man. She's in her 30s. So I was like, wait a minute. You getting played by a 47? Like, you've been getting duped all your 30s by niggas older than you? Like, you deserve all this.
Yeah. You said that?
Nah, but I'm thinking about it now. Like, miss.
I like this woman's logic is just fucking.
She said, I'm not going to get to know, but I'm going to get to know him.
You know, drugs are bad in cities. All these people smoking weed around me while I'm just trying to do my heroin. but then when you're the problem.
You complaining about sweet meat? Well, I fucked that joke up. You complaining about weed smoke when you. I'm done.
That's so funny. Get the joke out. Get the joke out.
I said, okay.
Get the joke
all right,
out.
All right.
Yeah.
This bitch is worried about weed smokers when she's doing heroin. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. That was he
sexism
said, I was just tagging off of what he was saying.
Sexism is wrong and men are the problem, which is in itself sexist. But we don't need to go there.
So with that being said, this defunct trying to do segment, whatever, we're trying things here. No need for apologies. Ladies, send in more short form. Fuckboy stories to see if we can break down.
Emphasis on the short.
Short form. Yeah. If you want to get on the show, short form stories about how you may have been duped by a fuckboy, I will help you figure out and navigate if you actually did. All right? So with that being said, this has been advice from Fuckboy Ground Zero. We'll come back and have more for you in later episodes. Back to Sean Patton. New Orleans, was it?
New Orleans, you from New Orleans?
That's where we're just fuck people.
You
Jesus. It's just all. You know what I know about New Orleans? It's the only thing I know about New Orleans.
What?
Van Damme's Hard Target was filmed in New Orleans. And I remember because everything was bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
He had some strange awful French accent. He had long hair and he was fighting motherfuckers. Dude. And they was getting manhunted. There was manhunts
going
on.
That's the fucking hilarious thing about every movie that's set in New Orleans. They leave the French Quarter and then they're just in the swamps.
Like
the nearest swamp's like 30 miles away from the city.
Okay, because I was looking for swamps when I was there.
Yeah, you got to get like, it's a drive. But that's every movie where it's like, oh, no, we're drunk on Bourbon Street. Let's get in the boat. And then they're fucking, then they're like fan boating through. No. But there's a river right there. But yeah.
It threw me off the first, because I've been to New Orleans 3 times now. And every time I'm like, how far do I have to walk until I see a marsh?
Oh, a long
when
time.
When the fuck am I going to see a marsh and some gators? Nigga?
A day at least.
I just see drunk
half an hour.
So the marsh is out. In
yeah.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just see drunk people throwing up, and then there's a bunch of souvenir shops selling fucking hot sauce chocolate. A
lot of that. Yeah. Anything they can do with hot sauce.
Yo, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
This is you might actually sit down at a chair and be like, oh, this chair is made out of hot sauce bottles.
Yo.
And everything's hot sauce centric. But it's awesome. Food's awesome. Drinking's a good time.
Food is awesome. Yeah. Drinking is great there. Yeah, it's a great place to
visit. For food. I'm going to go in January, February.
I would never live there.
Yeah, I would love to live.
Is it humid in the winter?
No. Best time to go is what you're... I wouldn't go early in the year because it also is one of those cities where it doesn't get that cold, but then once every like 4 years... It drops below like 40, and the city doesn't understand how to handle it.
Yeah.
Which is like, ugh.
So it's another quarantine.
I would say if you can go in the fall, in like November, it's the best time to go.
So I want to go eat. I want to eat some lobster sandwiches, some gator burgers, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, dude,
out there.
Gator burgers.
I had a gator hot dog. That shit was delicious.
I'm trying to get some gator meat.
Gator's good.
I'm trying to get a little gator. There's a place called noodles
that
and
dog.
Veggies.
Yeah, that dog. Yeah. That fucking place is great. There's a lot of crate, like you walk into some shitholes, and it's like if the shittier it looks, the better the food's gonna be.
Yeah. That's usually how I usually go.
Yeah.
Like, I actually had a Philly cheesesteak for the very fucking first time.
Where'd you go?
I don't remember, but it was near Helium, the club. It was near that.
Wait a minute.
And I ordered a turkey cheesesteak, and I thought they were gonna give me shit, but they did not. And it was fucking great. I get it.
Near Helium.
Near Helium.
It was on Chestnut Street?
It was
Sam. What is it? Samson Chestnut.
I couldn't fucking. I couldn't tell you at all.
It was in the city.
It was in the city.
Yeah, definitely in the city. And you didn't go to South Street. You didn't go to how long was the drive? Could you walk or do you drive?
I walked from the club.
So you definitely was in that area. I don't know. Maybe they built something new.
What are the places in Philly? Gino's.
Gino's garbage. Pat's garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go to fucking D'Alessandro's, okay, which is amazing.
Okay.
You got to go to Max's, which is amazing. You got to, even Ishka Bibble.
Ishka Bibble, go a little bit.
All right, yeah. Then you got...
I like a place that sounds like you already Pagano's. Have a full mouth.
Yeah.
Ishka Bibble.
It sounds like you already got a mouth.
Jim Steaks. There's always going to be a line around the corner.
And it's doo-doo?
No, Jim Steaks is not doo-doo.
The convicts just chop up that meat so violently.
Yeah.
Okay. You go, this is probably going to be good. There's anger.
Yeah. The only reason I don't like Jim Steaks because it, like, not Jim's. The only reason I don't like Geno's and Pat's is because it's more of a novelty thing. Yeah. Like, the sandwiches are smaller. It's too gourmet for it to be. I'm like, no, give me that trash steak. Give me that shit that's fucking dripping off the bun. Like, the bottom of the bread is about to split in half. My bag fucking had its period. Like, I need that shit.
Yeah, my bag had its period.
I need that bag to be a free bleeder.
I want the cheesy grease fries with cheese steak, salt, pepper, ketchup, fried rice.
I used to live down the street from Pat's and Geno's, and I would go, and every time I went, I would be like, why is it not that good? Why is it like made to be the best shit, but every time I get one, I'm like, it's not.
Dude, it's funny. You notice that in any city you go to where it's like, how do tourists not clearly see that this is the worst option?
Yeah.
But I've had times where I've been like in other countries where I'm like, I'm just not good enough at the language to figure out where to go.
Yeah.
But like when you're in like Chicago.
Yeah.
Or like Philly and you're like, or New Orleans where it's a place called the Gumbo Spot.
Yeah. Like, and you're like, obviously the Gumbo Spot is dope.
Yeah. It's like,
no, y'all got that thing in New Orleans, that kitchen that hasn't updated its fucking interior since like the 60s. It's called like Mama's or something like that. You got Dookie's Cafe, which is pretty
dookie's
dope.
Dookie's Cafe.
Dookie's is fucking dope.
Eating at Dookie's.
But it looks like a church. I ate at Dookie's, and then there's another one.
Mother's?
Is it called Mother's? It's down the street from y'all convention center, because I went when I went to WrestleMania.
Was it Po' Boy? Was it for Po' Boy specifically?
They did breakfast. They did a bunch of shit.
Damn, I'm hungry
enough. Fuck, I don't know.
I think they're good. I think they're really known for like their muffaladas.
That's Mother's. Mother's is like a classic.
That's Mother's. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's a sandwich.
And they're known for like their muffaladas and all that shit too.
The fuck is a muffalada? That's
it's a big ass sandwich with like cut up olives and all that shit on it. Like, it's delicious.
It's ham, salami, mozzarella, Swiss sometimes, and then olive dressing.
Yes.
It's good. It's good.
Get your travel buddy, Derek. Yeah. Get yourself a nice little pretty young thing.
We'll
freaking flyer miles because you can't pay for her.
That's my flop. You know what?
You know my broke ass.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to meet me in
no, I just refuse to pay if we're not dating.
Dude. Yeah. Mother's has a type of po' boy they invent. It's called a debris po' boy.
Uh-huh.
So it's basically when they cook a roast.
Yeah,
they take the roast out of the pan and all the meat and shit that's fallen off.
Yeah,
they put that on a po' boy.
And it has all the juices and the fats and the seasons. Right.
Po' boys are fantastic.
I had a soft shell po' boy, but soft shell crab po' boy
is amazing.
Yeah,
crab might be my favorite thing food to eat on earth.
I'm starving.
And they when I say they deep fry this shit, they deep fry. Right, where it's just a fucking crunch and it's like, and they
you eat the whole thing.
Yeah, dude. And it's just a pickle. They just put a pickle on it with a little spicy mustard.
Dude, fucking soft shell crabbing is what that was invented by like a very, like some a fisherman that could have probably been an actual rocket science.
Yeah.
Because it was like,
how do they do it?
Because they figured out that crabs shed their shell.
Oh.
And there's like a time period of like, oh, now they're all in their infant shell stages.
Yeah.
And that's when they snatch them up. Probably couldn't have been a rocket scientist.
Yeah,
but it's
more
still
more of like Jeffrey Epstein. Feel like,
but snatch them up young, deep fry.
Snatch them up when they soft.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
no. I love soft shell crab too much.
Yeah,
soft shell crab
and oysters.
So,
I'm an oyster guy.
So they fry those hard. So that's what
they fry the whole damn thing.
So and you can eat it because the shell is pretty dope.
It's fucking delicious. Yeah. All right, let's do a couple of topics real quick before we dip out. We got. What is it? Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she took the Christopher Columbus statue down in the middle of the night yesterday.
Oh, she did in Chicago?
Yeah. You seen that shit? She snuck it down.
And wait, Lori Lightfoot is her name? What is she, the Flash? Like, and another, like that's
She looks like her. She looks like the mayor from Lori like a Lightfoot. Comic book.
She does look like the fucking mayor of Gotham.
Lori Lightfoot. Yeah, she would take the Christopher Columbus statue
down. Do you got the video of the people dancing? Because this shit is hilarious. So people started like,
yeah, I'm pulling it up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, people were like dancing and celebrating that they were like they took the Christopher
took
Columbus
down thing. Christopher Columbus. Good for the Indians, the blacks, all mm-hmm. of us.
Well, and they yeah. and they sent federal agents to Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody in Portland, a judge made it illegal for federal agents to arrest journalists, which you were like, that was happening that much.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. Jeez. That it was happening that
I would
much.
Just laminate a fucking press pass, and I'll walk around with that shit around my neck while looting. I'll yeah. just throw something. I'll throw a brick through a window.
I'm covering this for Politico.
I had to make sure that the brick could actually break yeah. the glass because they said it was plexi.
I'm writing a
they
piece
said
on
it was
this.
Plexi.
Still no video.
Still no video. We're moving on to the next thing. A Russian teenage soccer player got struck by lightning during
what?
Training.
Is he better now? It's like he's yeah, better no, at soccer. Please tell me he's better at soccer now.
Yo, he got struck.
I have this
him.
Video.
Huh?
I have this one.
What? Holy fuck.
Yo,
what?
Look at this shit.
This shit I'm is scared. I'm like scared to watch
don't,
this.
Don't do this to me, Dylan. I need to...
One second.
I don't mean to throw Dylan under
like
the
now,
bus.
Now.
I don't want to throw Dylan under the bus. But this nigga's not moving at the speed of lightning right they now.
Yo, maybe no, Dylan should be struck by lightning.
You guys give me, literally, whether it's Zoom or whether it's this, you guys give me 10 seconds and then you give up on me.
No, we didn't
nigga,
give
we
up
don't
on
give
you.
Up. It's just funny. I'm
we're going to make fun of you.
It's, but you're still here. You're part of it.
I mean, dude, if your superpowers became soccer ability,
yeah.
that means you could kick through a fucking wall. Uh-huh. And you could headbutt
yeah. like a motherfucker like in your fat
yeah.
dirt.
But then also when you get hurt, you would yeah. act really big, like ow, like you'd fucking yeah. pretend to be hurt real bad.
Here
oh,
we go.
Shit.
Look at this shit. Watch this shit. Look at this shit. Zapada.
Zapada. Did he die?
No, he's alive.
Yo.
It like struck him in the chest. It like struck his necklace. He had like a pendant. And then, like, hit him directly
that
in the chest.
That looks like
and
he missed
a landmine. The shot.
Yo, God blocked the shit out of that.
Yo, God was like, fuck
nah,
out of here.
That shot.
Dude, that is.
He must have did something bad.
Yo, that's.
Who gets struck by lightning in an open field by yourself?
A lot of people.
By yourself?
Russian goalies.
Yo.
Russian goalies, I guess. Damn.
Remember that movie Powder? Like, that's all I want to happen from being struck by lightning.
That
is that you fucking get the abilities to move shit with your brain and you have...
That whole thing was... But the underlying,
man,
him wanting to have color and that...
That movie
and
was
And he could touch
terrible.
People and see if they yeah. was fucked in the head and then...
I would be like, yeah, I walk around.
He put the fear of that deer in me.
Yeah.
He put the fear of that deer in me. I ain't hunting no more.
I would definitely have that power. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. So what? I look like a fucking pencil.
Deer.
Wait, what
deer
would...
Deer and touch the white guy, and the white guy...
He put the fear of that deer in me. I heard Jim Parsons weren't hunting no more. I had to see for myself. Fucking
yeah,
whole
that?
Movie.
Yeah.
And, so, then he just runs and turns into lightning.
That yeah. killed. I was like, that's how he... Okay.
Yeah. But that's movies that really have no ending. Like, remember Lucy? That's the end of Lucy.
Lucy stunk
just,
ass.
Lucy?
Lucy with... What's the chick's name?
Scarlett Johansson was basically, she was getting smarter by the second.
Yeah.
And she turned into
Matter,
because she was so yeah. fucking smart.
Yeah.
She's so smart, she did the stupidest thing.
Basically, yeah. I don't know what happened, but she was able to use 20% of her brain, then 30% of her brain, then 50%, yeah. and then 70%. By so 80, okay. she's like turned into something. She's not yeah. even like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was like, really? She went back in time and came through. She went back in time and came back like twice in like 3 seconds. Like, she went all the way back to the dinosaurs yeah. and came all the way back. Like, she's that smart.
I want to know what your brain has to do with that, though. What does being smarter, like, being able to use 100...
You can control your matter. You can, like, you can...
So, do you think that's what it is?
Dylan, yeah. bring up... The only reason I like using 100% of your brain, bring up Fist of the North Star.
Okay.
One of the greatest 80s animes ever, nigga. Because... Kenshiro could use 100% of his brain. That's why yeah. he could poke niggas and they explode.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, I gotta learn that.
I'm the true fifth in the North Star. Who said that? Wait, no, the there it is.
No video yet.
There it
we
is.
Gonna watch a
Come
whole
on.
Cartoon.
That's a preview, right?
It's a trailer.
It's a trailer. Post-apocalyptic time. Crazy. This one shit was violent.
Well, remember when people, like, remember on the podcast when Derek said he wasn't a nerd and then he was like, bring up Fist at a North Star.
Oh, yeah.
There's a boat through a skyscraper.
Hero will emerge.
So here's the, these are the bad guys, right?
Okay.
Yes.
These are the fuck boys.
Yeah.
Right? But in comes a fuck boy from the deep. They use 100% of his brain.
Oh,
see how big people are? Giants. Yeah.
Picking their teeth with your swords.
Breaking motherfuckers.
What? Where's the nipples?
Nippleless.
Nippleless. This one there. This one knows nipples and no nipples in it.
Oh. Got his arms on.
Shit.
What?
But if he can hit you, you can explode. Your head explode. If he hits you. Jesus.
What the fuck?
Bah! He hits you. Bah, bah. But the whole point of this guy being Duke is he could hit you and your whole shit.
Now bring up fisting the North Star. the Japornome. You remember fucking
Sean
You remember the porn now? Fucking Japornimation?
No.
That shit is scary.
I've never even heard
you
of
guys
Japornimation.
Have seen it, right? Yeah.
Don't
porn
bring
anime?
That shit up.
Dude, it is frightening.
It's called Japornimation?
I don't know. But
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, it's anime. It's porn anime. But know. Yeah, it's like an eight-dicked walrus walks in and bangs the shit out of five like trembling lip young doughy-eyed women. They need to be fucked by the eight dick flying walrus man.
Walrus man.
The fuck man. The
flying walrus man.
They throw the audience under the bus. I want to use Russian goalie. Don't Russian goalie me.
Yeah.
Russian goalie.
That's
me.
When an act of God fucks up your plans. Yeah. Oh, he got Russian goalie.
You got Russian goalie right there.
So the Yankees and the Nationals, they played yesterday, was it? And they took a knee before the anthem, and they all held like a rope, and it was like in solidarity of Black Lives Matter.
They held a rope?
A rope?
They held like a black rope or some sort of cloth. There's like the Black Lives Matter cloth. That's how I
it
know.
There better not be no rope.
It's not a rope,
right
but
there.
It's like a cloth. Bring it up. Like it's like funny to me how like trendy being like Black Lives Matter is now. Like there's like a Black Lives Matter.
They
like,
are holding
cloth.
It looks like a rope.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like
that
a fucking
like
rope.
It looks like a rope.
Rope.
I thought it was a Black Lives Matter.
That don't
Black
that
Lives
does,
Matter
that's
rope.
Not forward moving right there. That's not that's
But
not.
This is what happens when protests become too cool.
And then everyone's like, we have to do this.
Yeah. Right now Black Lives Matter is like full steam ahead to being like
Pizza Hut
or those Livestrong bracelets. Remember those Livestrong bracelets?
Yeah, man.
And they're like, you got it to like support of fighting against cancer, but then people just got it to match with Jordans, and that's what's going to happen with Black Lives Matter.
I'm telling you something right now. Yeah. Black Lives Matter is going to be a menu option on Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles rep. There's going to be a Roscoe's man. They already got the Obama and the Michelle. The Black Lives Matter meal going to have four waffles.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's going to be the Black Lives Matter cruise.
Uh-huh.
You know?
the Black Lives Matter cruise.
Uh-huh.
Tom Joyner's Black Lives Matter cruise. They're going to have a Black Lives Matter cruise on the waters of the deep.
Yeah, yeah.
Black
like, don't
lives
worry. There's no cops.
It.
There's no security if you get in the fight.
It never leaves the harbor.
It never leaves the harbor. Fuck that ship shit.
It never leaves.
Never leaves the harbor.
What is,
we party right on the dock.
What is BET doing right now?
BET is doing.
BET is
they playing all the Martin reruns.
Yeah.
BET is owned by Viacom, correct?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And yeah, if Viacom is white owned, so they're doing whatever they think white execs think the right thing is.
Yeah, Viacom.
Yeah. And if white execs are like Black Lives Matter, let's hold a rope.
Yeah.
Everyone hold the rope.
Let's hold this damn rope. And it kneeled before the national anthem. So when the actual national anthem came on, they stood up. So it was like them. It was like the equivalent of them going like, "Yo, when this motherfucker come in, I'm gonna punch him in the face. I swear to God, I'm gonna punch him in the face."
And
then
like,
he walks in.
Yeah,
he could do it. What's up, man? How you doing? That's what it is.
You lucky everybody's around.
Yep.
You lucky everybody's here. Otherwise, I'd hit you. It's like
Because the kneeling, like I looked at it, like
it's a protest.
Yeah, and the protests aren't supposed to be likable.
It's like, I mean, and I got friends who do this, I know, but it's like all these fucking bicycle protests. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah.
You're not.
It's like you're getting exercise.
The
like,
idea
is that
of
a protest.
A protest is to disrupt and bring awareness to. When it's a bicycle protest, it's like, oh, just wait 5 minutes. They'll all be fucking two blocks away. Yeah.
The bicycle protest reminds me of that 30 Seconds to Mars video when they just rolling through L.A. and they got fucking Jared Leto singing these goofy-ass emotional songs. So I go bike protest. Fuck y'all. Like,
bury me, marry me. I
Jared
am
Leto
finished with you.
It's
that
not
guy.
Tough. not
he almost he almost hit me with a car in L.A. once.
Jared Leto.
Why?
I was walking to the Laugh Factory, mm-hmm. and there's the Chateau Marmont, the hotel.
Yeah, I know Chateau Marmont.
And I was crossing right there, and a car just went like, skrrr, coming out of it. And I looked, and it was 100% Jared Leto. And
what'd he do? Did he
just
curse you out?
Hit me like a... Oh, like I'm sorry, wave.
Oh, he would have ran you over. Shit.
Yeah,
and never turned around.
I just think of the fucking bicycle protest where they're like, "Say her name," and then they're just gone. You're like, "Wait, wait, whose name were we saying?" Brianna, right? We're saying Brianna, okay? Because I couldn't hear you because you were 4 blocks away by the time you finished your sentence.
That's why, like, it's so funny because people do say that. They're like, "How come they can't just protest in a way that doesn't disrupt anything?" Then it's not a protest; it's called hanging out.
That's like all those marches in Williamsburg. I'm like, you're not changing anyone's mind.
Yeah. There's a band playing.
Everyone 100% agrees with this already. Yeah. Like, go
the Manahan Street plan is playing.
Yeah, take it to a place where the people disagree.
Yeah, protesting in a neighborhood where everyone's 100% on board just seems like
they protest.
We know.
They protested in my neighborhood yesterday. They walked down the street and then they were like, "Say her name." And I wanted to yell out the window, "We know it already." Yeah. We know it. Do you know where you are?
Take this to City Hall.
It's like a bringer show.
Yeah.
You perform in front of all your fucking friends and shit. Of course you're going to get home court advantage if you stay right on your block.
Just fucking fight bicycle protest. What do we want? You're like, what?
You in chain oil?
They got
free water.
They fill up gas in your. I mean, they fill up air in your tires down the street.
Yeah, dude. The fucking I can't believe it's. But it's proof because every time I went early on, like we all wore masks and shit, and there hasn't been a spike.
Yeah.
At all, so it's almost like proof. Like,
it hasn't been the spike where? In New York?
In New York, from all the, like, there hasn't, like, everyone thought there was going to be a massive spike.
Yeah,
it
never happened.
It's been, like, six, 7 weeks since it started.
Strange. Yeah,
so, like,
the states that opened up too soon and the ones that was like, fuck you, God is on our side, spike is
Miami,
up.
Miami, California. Yeah.
So, like, we got God. It was like,
flick
well, guess
all the,
what?
Yeah, holy water you want. It didn't do anything.
Then all that holy Purell.
Yeah. Dude, you want to hear something fucking insane?
Yeah.
When I was 13, my friend of mine was like, dude, I basically arranged this situation where we're going to go have sex with two girls from our school in the woods, and I was too nervous to do it. Mm-hmm. So in the moment, I lied, and I was like, I can't do it, man. I'm HIV positive. And I had no clue what that actually meant, but he was like a badass, so he was like, are you gay? And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, you can only have that if you're gay. And I was like, And I just played dumb. And he's like, come on. And we rode our bikes to a church. And it was just open. And he made me go in and dip my hand in the holy water and do the sign of the cross.
Yo.
So y'all could go get pussy. Yeah. That's so fucking... Boy shit. That's classic fuckboy shit.
He didn't give a fuck about those girls. He was like, look, if you got it, God got you.
He was exactly. And he was like, you're fine. And we didn't do anything. I ended up like making up another excuse to not go.
That's
I was too
so
afraid.
Fucking funny. I'm HIV positive. He's like, positive. What?
Yeah.
He's like, look, I'm gonna pray for your soul, but we gonna get these bitches
in the woods, no less.
In the woods. In Chalmette, Louisiana. Yeah. In the woods.
Why y'all fucking in the woods though?
Because we were 13.
That's a good excuse.
In the fucking
you don't have any privacy.
Yeah. And they gave me shit at school. As a seventh grader.
They're like, you got AIDS. You're like, it's not AIDS. It's just HIV positive. All right? It's not full-blown AIDS.
I had no clue what that meant.
That's so funny.
That's also how bad the fucking education in Louisiana was. I was like, I don't really even know what it is. I just know it means something to do with sex.
Yeah.
Yo.
The high five.
Yeah.
Yo. Dude.
Yeah.
We're going to have you back.
Oh, man.
This shit is good.
This was fun. I'm glad Dylan fucking shit
up,
the bed.
Right?
Yes.
Screwed the pooch.
We had a good talk. Because
now you got the,
able to do this. So in a way, thank you, Dylan. Thank you.
I got you. Yes, absolutely.
You didn't fuck up. You did the right thing.
Thank you, Sean. You were the first person, I will say, after I fucked up. I was mad. Yes. I just hear Sean in the room go, there's worse things that could happen.
Yeah.
There's worse.
Because Sean is on the road to peace.
He
acknowledges the truth and he realizes there's nothing in the situation he can do except come back.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
And that's why you're a great guest and that's why you're welcome back anytime.
Yo. Thank you.
Yo.
Sean Patton from Nolens.
Make sure that y'all check out Scuttlebutt.
All
right, go to his website. Make sure y'all watch King of Staten Island. Make sure y'all visit MonroeMartinComedy.com. This has been
another episode
of No Need for Apologies
for your stinking asses.
Peace. Yeah, no, that was fun.